Anima Giron, G-I-R-O-N. She's only 11 years old. She was noticed to have a right rib hump. An X-ray was taken to show she has scoliosis. She comes in for evaluation. She does have a mild right rib hump. Her pelvis is level. Her leg lengths are equal. She has a 2 plus knee, 1 plus ankle reflex. EHL, deltoid, anterior tips, posterior tips, perineals, and quads are normal. But she's also noticed to have quite a sway back, S-W-A-Y, sway back. And when I have her stand against the wall, I can put my entire arm behind her back, and she cannot improve this at all. So I showed her how to do the Williams exercise, and I had her do it, and she was doing this incorrectly, so we went over this several times until she was able to do this correctly. Then I emphasized to her that this is going to be the cause of future pain. We then reviewed all of her x-rays of her hips and her lower back and her upper back. She does have, again, my measurements are a 10-degree right dorsal curve and a slight lumbar curve. Her riser's line is wide open, R-I-S-S-E-R, so she has a lot of growth. So she's going to do the Williams exercise for the next 6 months. We're going to follow up the scoliosis x-ray only so we can minimize the amount of x-ray as a follow-up. It turns out it's her maternal, M-A-T-E-R-N-A-L, grandmother who has the scoliosis, and so there's definitely a family history of this period.